The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
This is Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
And I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Yes, you are. How you doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing good. How are you? How you doing?
I'm warm as usual.
Oh, I know. It's warm in here. I'm soaked.
You're soaked?
I really want to know. Yeah.
Like where?
Everywhere.
In the crack of your butt?
Yep.
Yuck.
That's the wettest.
Well, yeah, it's the darkest, too.
Whoa. How do you know?
There's light that shines in there?
Yeah, there could be. That's where they say the sun doesn't shine, isn't it?
Yes, it's exactly where the sun doesn't shine. And a few other
Unless
places.
Unless you're laying face down in the beach of France.
They have nude beaches there, yeah.
Yeah.
And someone's holding
Let's
open.
Do a show on it. Nude French beach music show.
What kind of music do you bring to a nude beach?
What kind of music do you bring?
Whatever you're into.
I got big butts and I got big butts. I like big butts and I cannot lie.
You can sing it and have a big butt too. But anyway.
It's perfect.
What are you up to lately, JD?
All the usual. Same old, same old.
It's always it isn't like the same old, same old.
Isn't it?
You just told me before, so you recorded 10 songs.
Oh, I did.
You're not doing that on a regular basis.
Well, no.
Used to be. It's like it
was there
nonstop.
Was a time.
It was like, hey, you want to hear the latest album I just recorded?
I've been trying to slip in some unfinished projects within my projects that I have to do.
Right.
And so I've been getting some stuff done on my own, a little bit.
Got to get that creativity out, right?
Yeah, it's always being stifled for some reason or another.
Well, it's usually responsibilities that you have that prevent you from doing
Don't they suck?
Responsibilities?
That's the first show of the new show, Responsibilities.
That's the new show? There was a new show?
Well, isn't there? We've been talking about doing all kinds of new shows up the wazoo,
right? So we're going to do one a day, right? There's going to be a different JD and Lippo podcast.
If we did them remotely, we could. I can get up 1 minute early every day to do a show remotely.
We're going to do the 60-second Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
Oh, that would be a pretty cool show, actually. If we set our alarms for like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And got up and did a show for 1 minute. That would be pretty funny. Imagine that.
No.
We'll call it Groggy Cast.
Groggy, yeah. It'd be groggy.
What's going on?
Yeah, exactly. That's a bad idea.
Lip would be like, hey, what's going on, man? I'm just getting in from the bar.
Maybe. At four what?
I'd be like, wiping drool off the side of my mouth.
I was still up at 4 o'clock on Friday night morning because I had ordered a Apple Watch.
Ooh, yeah.
And it's funny. There's so many bad things can happen.
Bad things can happen when?
During the ordering process. Of either a phone or a watch or whatever.
What kind of bad things?
Well,
you could hit the buy button twice.
Yeah, oh! That's a bad thing.
At 4 a.m.
Or you, it's the store's fault because this is
they get overloaded.
Yeah, they get overloaded. So depending on how they deal with that kind of stuff and how
pages, Apple's pretty good with that, I'd say.
Pages load.
Aren't they usually?
I've had some bad experiences, so you never know what's going to happen. And any delay that you have, can cost
I'm hearing some
you.
Delay right now. Go on.
Sorry. Actually, the latency is pretty good.
Yeah, it's honestly. Not bad.
But anyway, the delay that you have like of a couple minutes in ordering whatever you're ordering can result in the delay of like weeks, maybe even a month of you actually receiving the item.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. So you it's kind of a tense thing. So when I was done ordering, which only took a couple of minutes, Apple was really good at this point, and I was in and out and paid for, but it took me another like an hour to fall asleep because I was just so wired. So, yeah, I was up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I would not have been groggy at all.
And I saw the watch you ordered. It's very cool. Thanks. All black.
It's black. Yeah, I'm not a watch wearer, but...
You will be now.
Well, yeah, we'll see how that all that goes.
If you get a longer watch band, you could wear it around your neck. That would be kind of neat, like a collar.
No, actually, it's activated so that when you bring your wrist up, it turns on, basically.
I like that.
Yeah.
When you just like look at stuff and it's on, or you call Siri when she's plugged in. Hey, Siri. Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like I wish people it worked listening when it wasn't to what plugged I'm in. Saying. My wife certainly isn't. She never listens to me.
And in the news today, this is unfortunate. Bob Burns, original drummer from Lynyrd Skynyrd, died in a single car accident in Cartersville, Georgia. He was 64 years old.
That is a bummer.
And they say that they don't know, and they may assume, whether weather was a factor. And they didn't say anything about alcohol or anything like that, though, drugs or whatever. And that could probably have been a factor as well. He was a long hair.
Well, yeah, but he was 60 years old.
I mean, 64? That doesn't mean anything.
No, it doesn't
mean anything. He's a rock and roller. We all do drugs and drink.
No, you don't. No. You don't do anything like that, actually.
No, I don't want to say anything like that, but I mean, it's possible that it was a factor, but a cool drummer. And I don't know what he was doing lately, actually, because he was not in Lynyrd Skynyrd, although he came back for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction and played with them. And that was about, like, 2006 or something, though, I want to say.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was roughly that period of time when they got inducted. But like you say, he wasn't in the band. Like, he recorded the first, three studio albums with him, which, you know, a lot of the hits were on. I don't think he was on
Street Survivors. Yeah, just a couple. The first two, I think.
Oh, just the first two. So he wasn't on Street Survivors.
Street Survivors.
Which is the last one where the fire was behind him and all that stuff.
Right, yeah.
But he was on Pronounced Lynyrd Skynyrd and the one after that.
Yeah, Second Helping, maybe.
Second Helping, like that. That's it.
And I guess the only other thing I wanted to mention was the family of A.J. Pirro, Twisted Sister drummer, who also died, have been on one of those crowdfunding places to try and raise money so that they can eat and whatnot. She wasn't actually married to
eat
him.
And
they
whatnot.
I guess they have a daughter. And, yeah, did you ever try whatnot? And she can't afford their house anymore. You know, probably paid all kinds of bills because of, you know, the whole Obamacare thing or whatever all that is. Nobody can afford to buy
sick.
A Band-Aid.
You can't get sick over there.
No. But anyway, they're looking for crowdfunding for all his fans to donate money so that they can continue living.
And whatnot.
She can support her daughter and whatnot. Yeah. So, you have some news.
Tony Iommi, we knew that he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Not yesterday, but 2 days ago. I'm not sure when you people are listening to this, but Black Sabbath announced that they were canceling their farewell performance at Ozfest Japan this year. Instead, Sabbath closing down the show, Ozzy will be taking the stage to perform his solo act. The cancellation of the gig, plus the fact that Osbourne himself was not the reason for the Nick show, led some to speculate that Tony Iommi may have suffered a setback in his battle with lymphoma. And to that, he replied, "Thank you for all the inquiries about my health. Very kind. I'm not sure how the rumor of my being unwell started as I was away on holiday. Once you've had something like lymphoma, the fear will return, never leaves. All I can say that is right now I'm fine and have a regular blood test. Thank you."
Why isn't somebody like Tony Iommi in his basement studio knocking out tunes all day and night? Why doesn't he hire me for that? And then I'll just go there and record them all day and night. Million Tony Iommi songs for albums up the wazoo, because he's not going to be around forever.
Right.
And we need like more and more and more music for the rest of our lives from him.
He's busy.
Busy what?
He was teaching at a university, wasn't he?
Oh, okay. That's more important than me having a Sabbath album like 10 years from now.
You want another Sabbath album?
Well, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Of course. Don't we?
Yeah, the last
10 one years. Actually,
what was the last one called? 13? Was that? That was the last one.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, actually.
It was cool. Very cool.
I have to admit, I think we've mentioned that.
Rick Rubin laying around on a couch recording it. You ever see any of the videos?
He has no clothes on, right?
Yeah, he has clothes on. shorts. And our show this week is on Rick Rubin.
Movies that are musicals.
Ooh. Yeah, okay.
What?
I was going to say something about people in music, like production people and some of the big producers and whatnot. That'd be a nice show to do, probably, huh? Like, Sheps.
Did you watch
some of the big studios?
Did you watch?
I haven't seen anything.
Supermensch?
No.
No.
Okay. There's a lot of things I need to see, including the Ginger Baker film.
You still haven't watched
it? No.
I haven't talked about it this morning, actually.
I want to watch a lot of that stuff, and I will.
Wow. Yeah, you got to catch up.
That's a whole other show, too, on we're doing musicals, which are film-based, music-based
movies. People sing in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But actual music-related films, you know, documentaries and whatnot.
But concert movies, though?
Not concert movies. Okay. Maybe that's a different thing, and that's not really, you know, those are just live shows, really.
Sure.
But
music
documentaries and those kind of things. And also, when you were saying that, there was something else that would be good to include in that. Music-related films, like Rockstar and, you know, different things like that are actually narrative movies, not like, you know, some fiction, some maybe nonfiction, but that's another thing, too. And we got to do 10 a year if we're going to do multi, you know, themes. The 10-a-year rule. So, okay, today's topic, musicals, and we'll be back with that right after this. And we're back.
So we're going to be talking about music, movies. And first, we're going to hear, what is this, Cabaret?
This is Cabaret, actually. And we have, you know, we're just going to be playing some show music, musical theme songs and music in the background while we do the show today is what we're going to do.
Right. But so it's from this point on, you're going to hear nothing but show tunes. We're going to let a couple of them play and shut
Yeah, we'll let some cool ones play.
And this is who singing again?
That's a good question.
Is it Liza Minnelli?
No. Jill Hayworth?
No.
She the actress from Cabaret?
Is it actually ducking or you just turned it down?
I just turned these down, yeah.
Okay. Because you can't duck.
Well, they're ducking, but I still have it down low because otherwise it'll pop up way too loud.
In between.
Like, stop talking.
Okay.
See what I mean?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
So, I have it on, for it to stay ducked for long enough after we talk for a second that it won't pop back up too fast.
Exactly. You don't want it popping up too fast.
Whoa. That's what she said.
Or did she? She wants to, actually. Faster the better.
Yeah.
Get it up.
That was too fast. Everything happened in a flash.
She poked me in the eye.
That's another musical.
So music movies, a lot of them, including Cabaret, were first musicals on Broadway. And once they became big, they were turned into musical movies. There are the other movies that go the other way around, like The Lion King. They turned Lion King into...
Oh, afterward, yeah.
Yeah, so it went the other way around, but that's not the case for a lot of the movies.
Probably a lot of kids themed things they do that with, maybe. You know, is there, what one did you just say?
Lion King.
What about Frozen? Did they take Frozen from the movie and take it to, sometimes they take it to Ice Capades.
Yeah, Frozen will definitely be at Ice Capades next year, probably.
Oh, it will, yeah?
Yeah, okay. You'll see some Frozen characters. I'm sure they got a license.
Oh, that's right, yeah. It fits in nicely with the...
Yeah, it's all tied in there, for sure. What other movie was I thinking that wasn't like that? Frozen's one of them, because there's a lot of singing in Frozen, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Scarecrow. What is that?
Oh, Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was... They made other musicals from that. What was the one with Michael Jackson? And they might have taken that on the road, too, but I'm not sure. But it was film. Musical film.
Yes.
What was it called? Oz?
Might have been called Oz. There's so many different...
renditions.
That, yeah. So that also was a movie that started as a musical and got adapted for the stage.
Right.
And that is actually, it's an old story. It's like an old children's story that was actually
adapted. Well, the original one is from like the 30s or something like that. And it's silent and has in it Hardy, Oliver Hardy.
What?
Yeah, if you can believe that.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
But what is it? Wizard of Oz is 1939. One of the first big color movies.
Right, but the original movie was earlier than that.
Like less than 10 years?
What do you mean?
You're saying it was in the 30s, Oliver Hardy.
Yeah, it was like 1933 or something ridiculous.
The original...
I don't remember exactly.
Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Wow.
Called The Wizard of Oz and had Oliver Hardy in it. It's about 30 minutes long.
And what part did... he was the lion?
Oh, I don't recall exactly.
Wow,
it's been a long time since I even looked at that, but it was it's very different too.
Well, yeah, you know, the story that we know is because of the movie, but the story that's in the book is there's
Frank L. Baum. He's the one that wrote that.
Frank?
And he wrote a number of books. There's a Return to Oz, which was made into a movie as well. Return to Oz.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's all the Oz books, which are I want to say like 7 or 10 of them or something like that. All the Wizard of Oz books.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's
Frank L. Baum. B-A-U-M. Baum.
Is he Jewish?
Oh, I have no idea. Okay. I would imagine so.
I think so.
All the most influential people in the world are.
What the heck does that... I don't
think... This radio show. Case in point.
Mahatma
Lippo's
Gandhi.
Jewish. Lippo, what do you want? A bagel or something? And what do we got here? Annie.
You're such a schmutz.
This could be Annie's song, but we chose Annie. Yeah, the sun will come out tomorrow. The sun will come out tomorrow. She was an orphan. Little Orphan Annie.
And that was a... What was that? What was Little Orphan Annie? Do you know?
Yeah, an orphan.
No. Was it a comic strip or was it like an actual, maybe a comic book?
I don't know what it would have been originally.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious what the background of Annie, because Annie was Little Orphan Annie, who was, I want to say it was a comic strip in the newspaper. It was one of the first comic strips.
Oh, wow. Certainly could have been. It's like The Archies, made into a big film and musical.
Archies was a comic strip, but then it turned into
a book.
Comic books, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So. Comic books. Are there music-related comic books?
Well, The Kiss, I know, had a comic book.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They had everything. Lunch pails, yeah. Comic books.
Dolls. Did you play with them?
I've never seen a... Oh, I can't say that. I've seen Kiss dolls, but they were never open.
What about Big JD and Lippo in the Morning dolls? That would be neat.
I think we should get some bobbleheads, maybe.
Ooh, bobbleheads.
Yeah.
We can get bobbleheads made with us, you know?
All right. You want to go down to the jeweler and just get some bobblehead?
What? Jesus.
What?
Another big musical was, and we'll actually, we'll listen to this song, and this was from Fiddler on the Roof, If I Were a Rich Man.
Okay.
So let's take a listen to that song. Fiddler on the Roof. Good movie. And I saw it as an actual theater play in, where's that place up near London?
Stratford.
There you go.
Many, many poor people. I realize, of course, that it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. So what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a pity, pity rich, idle, diddle, diddle, diddle man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with a real wooden floors below. There couldn't be one long staircase just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear. squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say here lives a wealthy man. If I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a biddy biddy rich, idle diddle 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 man, I see my wife, my Goldie, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to our heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in, screaming at the servants day and night. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the Wise. If you please, Reptavia, pardon me, Reptavia, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. La ri ra ri ri ra ra. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in a synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the Eastern Wall. And I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. Oh, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy biddy bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
And there you go, Fiddler on the Roof.
See if that annoys
If I were a rich man.
I love that movie. And I love that cool song. Yeah. It was a cool tune.
A lot of that movie was filmed in Croatia. Lana was presently surprised to see in the credits.
I can see that, yeah. Especially a lot of the architecture that whole area took on. It didn't seem American. It had a definite European flavor. And where was that supposed to? It was supposed to be in Italy, right? Is where that movie takes place? Or is it Greece? I forget.
Oh, the film?
I think the actual setting of the movie is...
Oh, it's a Jewish thing, so... Israel.
Was it Israel? Yeah. I don't know. The Jewish people were all over Europe and Russia and stuff, so I'm not sure.
I think they still are. Everywhere has been infiltrated by the Jews.
Well, I'm saying they, the time period of when that movie took place, the Jews were not in Israel at that time, is all I'm saying.
We didn't have a place.
Exactly.
The desert was our oyster.
Ooh.
This is from West Side Story. There's a place for us. West Side Story. Is that what the song is?
There's a place for us? That could be, yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. Might not be, but it may be.
I'm not familiar with that tune as much as, let's say, the Jets and the Sharks.
The Jetsons?
No, the Jets and the Sharks.
Yeah. That was a good game.
What do you do with a girl? No, that's Sound of Music. The the chick that he danced with and he left her. And oh, now that ducking is driving me.
Yeah, Julie Andrews.
No, Julie Andrews is in The Sound of Music.
Oh.
I don't remember who played the female lead in the West Side Story movie.
Yeah, somebody famous.
Yeah, it was, probably was somebody famous. I don't know. There was a lot of characters in that movie. I'm not sure. I don't recall it as being a movie filled with stars.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
You obviously saw the movie Hair. I saw it at the theater. I went to the show and saw Hair.
Oh, in the big screen.
Yeah.
When it was released?
When it was released, yeah.
That's like 1960-something?
No.
70s. Early 70s. Yeah. Yeah.
Somewhere way back then. Really cool. And this is Aquarius from Hair, which is an old tune by somebody. Cool song, though. But it was a big part of the film.
Aquarius.
Yeah. You know the song.
Yeah, I do know the song. But for some reason, when you said it, I wanted to say it was Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, that too. Yeah.
But no, Aquarius is in Hair.
Probably. Right.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
So was the other one.
So was the other one what?
The other song. Yeah, there's Aquarius. Yeah, I was, for some reason I thought Jesus Christ Superstar was also part of that.
No, it was around the same period of time.
Hmm. What was it from? Jesus Christ Superstar?
That was the name of the story.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that too, but barely.
And it was a musical. came out around the same time as Hair.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit before. And I remember my friend's dad had the 3-album set from... It was the soundtrack to the movie, I guess, or the soundtrack to
Jesus Christ Superstar?
Yeah.
Wow.
And there was a lot of tunes on there that I dug.
Yeah.
I remember going to his house and I say, hey, can we go listen to your albums?
Yeah. I want to hear the 3-album set.
There's probably one or two sides that I really enjoyed a lot. There was a lot of good tunes in there. At least I thought it actually struck me as different, but... you know, I was really attracted to the whoever wrote that stuff. I don't know. It was good music.
Another show. 3-album sets. Huh?
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very, what is that called? Narrow set of albums. What do we listen to now, Big JD?
Oh, Climb Every Mountain. A little something from The Sound of Music. Yeah. Some of the, there's more popular songs that I think from some of these movies, like probably the biggest song from The Sound of Music is The Sound of Music. The Hills Are Alive with The Sound of Music.
I don't know. Right? There's the...
what'd you say?
Doe, a deer.
Oh, my God. That's from that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then there's a few of my favorite things. These are a few
of my favorite. Oh, yeah. That's got a lot of popular ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's why I said we could have did a whole show on
yeah,
that
you're
movie.
Right. Yeah. I was thought you were kidding.
I wasn't kidding, but oh, I know. This was one of those movies that it also made a big impression upon me. Something like Jesus Christ Superstar. My mom took me to this movie with her. She went with her friends.
Yeah, I want to say I saw this in a theater when I was a kid too.
It was at the Palace, and there was like an intermission. I'm like, it's done, and they're like, no, we're going outside get some popcorn. You want some popcorn? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this is fun.
And we might have grazed each other's shoulders in there.
Probably, yeah. If you say you went there and you went,
we've probably been to some things when we were kids that we were both at. Did you ever go to Bozo?
I never saw the Bozo show live.
We didn't see that together. It's a small world, after all.
Yes,
that's another.
I remember my dad driving my brothers there though.
Driving them where?
To the studio to go see Bozo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't go because I was too young, and my dad was not taking me in there.
You were probably a handful.
I must have been.
Some other popular movies, and we'll probably talk a little bit more about, and we have some music coming up as well. Greece was a really big deal.
Greece, like the country?
No, the movie.
Oh, the movie. Now, that...
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, Rocky Horror Picture Show. Stop at Greece. Whoa.
Okay. There's a lot to talk about here.
Oh, yeah, there's tons, and that's why we're got music in the background. I can't not. You're pointing to something like I can read it, but I can't.
Yeah, not to read, but just the red ones are the songs we're playing.
We're going to play. So we're going to play another tune. But when we come back, we're going to talk about Grease and the history of that as far as was it a musical first or was it a movie first?
I believe it was a movie first. But coming up here is the theme from Singing in the Rain. Singing in the Rain. Gene Kelly.
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feel, and I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart, and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the rain. Thank you.
All right. There you have Singing in the Rain.
And this little interlude going to take us into the next
tune. Did you ever sing in the rain?
That was another tune that, as a kid, my parents listened to this stuff.
Yeah, this was a big one, Singing in the Rain.
And I thought, as
I think
a kid,
it superseded the movie.
Supersede. I don't even think they
wasn't this in Clockwork Orange too?
Singing
in the Rain.
Oh, might have been, yeah.
Yeah. Another big movie coming up here, The Wizard of Oz, which we mentioned earlier. And yes. This was a very popular song and probably the biggest one for the singer, Judy Garland. I was going to say Julie, getting mixed up with Julie Andrews.
Yes.
And yeah, this is Over the Rainbow.
Above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why can't I? If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why?
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And did you ever see the video of this song here? The guy in the car driving with his daughter in the back singing this song from Frozen? I think this was the tune, Let It Go, was it not? You know what I'm talking about? Like YouTube thing?
No.
Like viral?
No.
Singing with his daughter.
Oh, you're talking about... Oh, I see. So they have the soundtrack...
Yeah, it's playing on the radio and they're singing.
And the kid was sleeping and he wakes up and...
I think so, yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is my favorite song, yeah.
But the guy's singing and it's pretty funny. The driver?
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny. I've
seen it. But we're going to talk about Grease.
Okay.
Which was a kind of... for John, I'm thinking of John Travolta.
Yeah.
And what it meant, what that movie meant.
I'm always thinking of John Travolta. He's a pilot.
He's a pilot, yeah, and he's got a family, but yet he supposedly has some
issues?
Homosexual tendencies as
well.
Oh, does
he? Oh, sweet. I'll be thinking of him even more now.
I don't know what that means, but?
Okay.
Yeah, he was Vinnie Barbarino, and then he had like a...
What?
Yeah.
Where?
What were those guys called?
They were called Sweat Hogs.
Sweat Hogs.
And Welcome Back, Cotter. What a cool show that was. They don't have TV like that anymore.
No, they don't. I just saw a documentary on the making of that show. And what all went on. And they all talked about John every one of them talked about, you know, they were happy for John because he is where he is, because he was...
Because he's out of the closet now, you mean? Or what do you mean?
I don't know about that, but he really was, like, the guy on the set who just... And make it, like, you know, they, he just...
Well, that's why...
Controlled the situation.
That's why he's where he is now. Nobody else made it anywhere, really.
But after he was done that show, nothing happened until Grease.
Mm-hmm.
And then once he did Grease, I think, so who picked him up for Saturday Night Fever? I forget who directed or produced
that. Yeah, I don't remember.
Or that movie. Which is another movie. With singing? No. There's no. It's all disco. It is a musical, though.
Yeah.
And they... This, there's like a soundtrack to the mm-hmm. There's nobody actually singing in the movie.
The album. Saturday Night Fever? Saturday. Bee Gees?
Bee Gees were huge.
Was it the Stayin' Alive?
Stayin' Alive, Stayin' Alive.
Yeah, that's it. What else was in that movie?
What else? Like, or who else?
No, yeah, I'm just trying to think. Was there another breakout hit out of that?
Oh, probably. From that movie. More than one, but I can't recall them.
But that would be an example of the soundtrack being at least as popular as the movie itself. It was like a whole, you know, thing.
Yeah, that was a big...
It was like a big
selling
money-making
double
machine.
Record.
Double record, yes.
Yeah. Grease 2 was probably a double record, I'm going to say.
Grease 2?
No, Grease was also a double record. I think there was a Grease 2, though, wasn't there, too?
I think there was, yes. But we had... who was singing this? What's her name? Olivia Newton-John? Was that who that was?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Olivia Newton-John singing the Grease stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So she wasn't really an actress, though, but she was a singer who got into the movie. And she never really had, a, like, an acting career or anything. She
right, right. What was her big hit?
Let's Get Physical?
No, oh, was that one?
Yeah.
No, something about Hopelessly Devoted to You? Was that her?
Maybe. I don't know.
Hopelessly Devoted to You. Yeah, I think that was her.
I don't know. I thought she was lame.
Yeah, she was kind of lame, but she was good looking.
Yeah, I think I appreciated her more for her looks than her singing ability and just the music she sang. It was just seemed so lame.
Yeah, it was lame pop for the time, especially. Yeah. And this one here is The Winner Takes All, Meryl Streep film Mamma Mia. She was the big star.
And this is basically...
This is a newer musical, though, is it not? Was it a remake? Mamma Mia was... That was new, right?
Yeah, they made a movie.
Yeah.
Based on this... these certain ABBA songs.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
So they kind of wrote the storyline based on... They tried to piece together the music of ABBA and stick it in a movie. So that's kind of like a unique way of creating a story is by taking someone's music and then trying to put it together in something that's going to be interesting enough for people to...
Yeah, that's kind of neat, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like making a big music video.
I bet you could do the same thing for a lot of bands out there, like maybe the Beatles or AC/DC or...
Probably, especially if you could find... maybe taking an album that is actually has a story, you know? Like, what about... And something we haven't included here, like some of the rock movies and stuff like that. Or what about Quadrophenia?
That was an album that they... What? They turned into a... What?
I don't know if they wrote one for the other, but wasn't that like a... Was it? I don't know. It was a music-based movie, but I guess not really a musical.
Right. It would be the same lines of Saturday Night Fever. But you know what I was thinking of was I Am Sam, which is a Beatles-based movie. Yeah, did you ever see the movie
I Am Sam? I don't think so. No.
People in the movie actually sang the songs.
Okay.
So it was like a musical, like what we're taking today. And
interesting.
Yeah. It is a really good movie, I have to admit. The singing is pretty good. I think that Dana Fuchs is in it.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Whoever that is.
That's Wayne's girlfriend.
I know.
All right.
Rocky Horror Picture Show. That was a really big deal.
Cult classic for sure, yeah.
And then people used to bring stuff to the theater and throw it all around, like toilet paper and rice and whatever. I don't know what.
They still do, JD.
They still do that? Yeah. Did you ever go do that? I never went and saw the movie.
I have been to
never saw the movie.
Well, then you've really never been to a screening of the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Certainly have not.
With everybody showing up in character.
Yeah, that's wild. How did that happen?
Yeah, how did that happen? I'm not exactly sure. I think back in the day, that movie was so out there. It was kind of like wacky, like the tunes were, it was a little risque, I guess you'd say, like, you know, it was sex based, and but yet it was a there was a horror story involved. So it's kind of campy, and it, I don't think it ever when it was released. I don't think nothing became of it, which is the way a lot of these cult classics start. It's one of these movies that just kind of takes on a life of its own after it was released. Big Lebowski is a good example of that.
Huh.
So yeah, that's an example of that type of movie where the music was written. Are you with me?
Oh, yeah. I'm just waiting for the next song to come up here, and that is what we've been talking about for a little while was Grease.
Oh, okay.
And it's the Grease Mega Mix. So there's a little medley of Grease material coming up.
What's mega about it?
Well, it's kind of stretched out, I guess.
And oh, it's a mashup? It's mega.
Yeah, mashup.
All right.
So we're going to be listening to that after this song here from Mamma Mia. Mamma Mia! I think I might have seen Mamma Mia, but don't recall it. I might have shut it off.
You never saw through. The. I wanted to address something, and the fact was you never saw Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No.
So you, when do you think you're actually going to watch Beware Mr. Baker?
Oh, I'd like to see.
If you all haven't of those seen things, the Rocky Horror Picture Show yet,
no, yeah,
like you don't have any time for watching movies, obviously.
No, and when I do, I watch them in spurts, and you know, piece after piece. But so I tend to usually watch things that are shorter or the news because they're shorter.
Right.
But yeah, I would like to watch those music movies though. The ones on the studios and everything, all that. I haven't seen any of those.
Sun City.
And I got a few of them. And a couple of them I don't have, but...
You need to take...
I'll get them and watch them.
Just get on a plane and... Or a train.
A plane, yeah. That's what I'm going to do. Get on a plane.
No, get on a train.
I'll do that right after the show.
Get on a train, go somewhere, and watch some movies on your laptop or your
yeah, iPad. Where I'm stuck with nothing to do. Especially if I don't have internet connection or something. So, the Grease Megamix... Coming up right now on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
Why, this car is automatic, systematic, hydromatic. Why, it's a greased lightning.
Had me a blast. got a cramp.
Here and by me, you got my sedan.
I saved her life, she nearly drowned.
He showed off, splashing around.
Summer sun, something's begun. But oh, the summer nights. Told her we'd still be friends.
Then we made our true love vow.
Wonder what she's doing now. Summer dreams ripped at the seams. But
the wonderful Olivia Newton-John, John Travolta, and this, ooh, Fame. Did you used to watch Fame at all, the TV show?
That's lame. It's, was like, right. It's like
it
Glee.
It was okay. Nah. Oh, Glee, no.
Well, it's the same thing. It's the same show.
Well, it was a 70s thing, though.
It was an art school where they had a dancing class, and Glee is an art school where they had singing class. Isn't that exactly the same?
Did you ever watch Friends?
Is that a musical?
No, Friends? But I just thought of it.
I have seen a few episodes of Friends.
Friends is hilarious. I don't care what anybody says.
I don't care what anybody
brilliant.
Says. Oh, it's brilliant writing.
Yeah. Let's see. What else we got? Musicals. High School Musical?
Mm-hmm.
What
that
about...
Was huge. That was huge, you know? High School Musical?
Kiss Meets the Phantom? Was that a musical? No, not really. I think they sang in it and stuff. But
yeah, they did perform in...
It's one of those ones we could consider for the...
it's Trash Can. It was
a
horrible movie. It was one of the worst movies I've ever
seen. Well, yeah, seen. I guess it was pretty bad. But if you like Kiss, you like anything they do. So I liked it.
Well, there was that aspect to it. Yeah, that's Kiss.
I want to say Kiss had a 3-record set, too, but maybe not. You know what? Hawkwind had a 3-record album,
Hawkwind.
I think.
Wow.
Space Ritual or something, that live record by them. I think that was a 3-record set.
I remember showing up to a bar in the Chicago area, and there was a band going to be playing there that night. And it's like... I heard Hawkwind's playing tonight.
Really?
It was like this big... Sure enough, they were there. There's a bunch of old dudes. They sounded great and everything, but it was like...
kind of neat.
Hawkwind. I'm like...
Who's that?
Yeah, who the heck is that? People here are digging them. I think they're... Are they not from that area? The Chicago
area? Know about that. Lemmy was in that band, so...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh,
I want to say that. They were a British band. I can't remember much anymore about all that.
I can't remember
Don't
much.
Don't have the record albums anymore to read the information, but we do have Wikipedia.
The new record album sleeve, Wikipedia.
Yeah, the new everything, Wikipedia. All That Jazz, that was another, wasn't that the Neil Diamond story or something?
All That Jazz?
No?
No.
There was something about Neil Diamond, the jazz singer.
Jazz
that,
singer,
is
yeah.
that the one?
Yeah.
Based on him?
That's correct, yep.
What else was there?
I was going to ask if you've seen another movie, but no, that's...
Oh, yeah? Okay, not appropriate for the morning show?
No. I was going to ask you, had you seen Birdman?
Birdman?
Yeah, with one...
Oh, yeah, I shut it off after about 5 minutes with... Michael Keaton and Edward Norton. Love Edward Norton.
Yeah, me too.
I couldn't get far enough to see him in it.
Because you just thought it was going to be a waste of your time? Or
pretty much. Seemed really boring. Was it good?
Yeah, I liked it. Only because it didn't follow any Hollywood formula. Like, it had its own storyline that was very unique. And,
well, that's good.
But
I like that idea.
It was really close to reality because Michael Keaton played Batman for one movie, right?
Right, yeah.
And in the movie, he plays a superhero.
Yeah.
That was a bird.
Mm-hmm.
And the bird is like his alter ego kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the alter ego keeps talking.
Did he really have those powers he had? He was floating around and all that kind of stuff?
No, he didn't.
That was all in his mind?
That was all in his mind. Spoiler alert, he didn't have those.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. you haven't watched it. And that, of course, won Best Picture.
Yeah.
2015 Academy Awards.
Yeah. Well, maybe I should revisit that.
And speaking of revisiting.
Speaking of revisiting, we're going to revisit The Commitments right after this. And from The Commitments, you can hear in the background here, Mustang Sally. Did you guys play that at all? Yeah, King Friday?
You got to be able to play.
.com. What is it? KingFridayRocks.com?
Don't go there.
King Friday? No, no. What do you got?
Just look for King Friday on Facebook.
Here? What happened to Lipo.ca?
What do you want it to do?
I don't know. Something. It doesn't even exist now.
I own the domain name.
Yeah, well, why don't you throw something up there? Anything.
Just throw some junk up there.
Well, whatever, yeah.
It's Lipo. You don't throw junk. If you got nothing good to say, don't say anything.
Well, you need a landing page there.
Okay, that's what it's going to say on the landing page.
Okay. Under construction.
If you got nothing good to say, comma.
At least have a picture with you digging a hole somewhere under construction.
Digging a hole. Awesome, okay. Big Sugar tune. But this is The Commitments.
It's also a Beatles song.
Digging a hole?
Yeah.
Digging a hole. Oh, yeah.
Filling a hole, isn't it, or something?
Yeah, yeah. This was like one of those surprise movies. It was a story about a band, or it was about a guy
who's speaking of La Bamba, but carry on.
La Bamba is another good movie. Which is a biography of types.
Spanish, Mexican.
Yeah.
What the heck is that? We should have Mexican guys come and serenade us here with a big dingle balls around their hat. Sombreros.
You're hilarious, holy moly. But not Tres Cojones.
That'd be nice.
Three other guys.
Can the drummer walk around with a drum?
Well, a little
jumping. Get a strap for his cojones. Cajone. What do you call them again?
It's a cajon.
Yeah, a strap. So he can wear it like a one of those drums that you use in the parade.
Yeah.
And he can play it. Yeah. Yeah, walk around. The audience. And spit blood.
Wow, spit blood.
That'd do something for the show. Have you used those harmonica tricks lately? You never did do any of that, did you? I'd like to see some of that.
That's all private stuff. You're going to make a movie out of it. I want people to be surprised. No more spoilers.
Ooh, a film called The Harpist.
Yeah, there you go. Did you watch the movie, The Commitments?
I did. Both of them. Isn't there two movies? Commitments Part 2? Or maybe just two soundtracks? There's a Part 2 of the soundtrack.
Oh, I can understand that because there's
good soundtrack,
music.
Though.
Yeah, there was probably... We got the dudes in the background. I really enjoyed it, only because, it's the type of music that was in it was kind of like R&B.
I like the big hefty singer guy.
He wasn't that hefty. Voice.
No, not really, I guess. But kind of reminded me of, what's his name there? Cocker.
What's his name?
Cocker. Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker. Oh, so it didn't remind you of John Belushi doing...
I guess a little bit, yeah. And speaking of Joe Cocker, we're just about out of time here, so that was an unrelated thing, but we are out of time. What are we doing on next week's show?
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Ooh.
Which is a song about being in a car and get hitting a home run, as it were.
There's a lot of cool songs about being a car. Something that really comes to mind for me is Ready to Roll, I think, by, it was a band I saw in Detroit somewhere, I think with Papa Roach.
Really?
It was a really cool band. I can't remember the name now, but a great car song. A lot of cool songs about cars.
Let's do a show next week based on car songs.
Okay, and we'll call it Cartoons.
Cartoons.
Lippo came up with that idea. That's great. It's ingenious. That's what he's here for.
No. I thought you just said, a theme-based thing.
All the ear candy.
That's it.
So, we're going to leave you with I'm a Believer from Shrek, and we'll see everybody next week
on the Cartoon Show. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. See you later.
Bye.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Meant for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. And then I saw her face.
I saw her face.
Now I'm a believer.
I saw her face.
Not a trace.
No, not a trace.
Of doubt in my mind.
In my mind.
I'm erased.
saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.